李杰美语。
中国雇员 Cathy 要去美国考察，他去找美国同事 Mark 了解美国文化，以免在待人接物的时候在礼节方面闹笑话。
If I'm using public transport, should I give up my seat if I see elderly people?
Yes, I think that's proper behavior pretty much everywhere in the world. Give up your seat to pregnant women, senior citizens, and people with small children.
A friend told me that Westerners don't like it when people blow their nose.
Actually, that's true. In the West, many think blowing your nose in public is a bit rude. Of course, if you have to do it, then you may. Just turn as far away from people as possible and do it quietly. It would be even better to get up and move away before blowing your nose.
Wow, that's good to know. I might have committed a real faux pas.
坐公交车给老人、小孩和孕妇让座，到哪儿都不会错。在大庭广众之下擤鼻子会被认为是举止粗鲁。
It is a bit rude to blow your nose in public.
如果迫不得已，最好尽量离别人远一点，或者索性站起来到旁边去擤鼻子。
And of course, spitting is always a no-no.
Yeah, I agree with that one. It's disgusting when someone coughs and spits in public. In the movies, it seems like all Westerners wear their shoes indoors. Is this true?
Many people in America do wear their shoes in the house. You should wipe off your shoes on the doormat before you go inside. But more and more Western people are beginning to follow the Asian tradition of removing your shoes in the house.
Mark 说随地吐痰是绝对不可以的。
Spitting is always a no-no.
美国人在家里也穿鞋？ Mark 说不少美国人在家的确穿鞋，但是去别人家做客最好是
Wipe off your shoes on the doormat before you go inside.
进屋之前最好在门垫上把鞋底擦干净。
My boss told me that it's a super big faux pas to be late in Japan. Is that true in America as well?
Yes, but we are a little more flexible. If you arrive within 5 minutes of a meeting time, it might be okay. But it's always best to be on time or be early.
When I was in London last year, I was eating with my Chinese friend. She whistled for a waiter to come over, and when the man came over, he looked so angry.
Oh yes, that's a major faux pas. Never snap your fingers or whistle at any kind of service personnel. It's considered very impolite.
Mark, I can't thank you enough for your tips. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Let's chat again before you leave.
迟到在日本是大忌。
A super big faux pas.
Mark 说，在美国虽然没有那么严格，迟到五分钟也算是正常，但最好还是准时或是提前到。还有啊，在西方招呼任何服务人员都不能打响指或是吹口哨。
Never snap your fingers or whistle at any kind of service personnel.
这样做被认为是非常不礼貌的。